We have heard the last speaker in the general debate for this evening, for this meeting. We will continue the general debate tomorrow at 9 a.m. in this hall. The exercise of the right of reply has been requested. May I remind members that statements in the exercise of the right of reply are limited to 10 minutes for the first intervention and to 5 minutes for the second intervention and should be made by delegations from their seats. I call on the representative of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
In the name of God, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Mr. President, as usual today, the representative of the Israeli regime made unfounded allegations against Iran. He tried to deceive the whole world by distracting public opinion from the horrific policies and practices of his own regime. However, the nature of this regime that is founded on aggression, occupation, suppression, violence and terror can in no way be covered up by accusing others. This is another type of WMD in the hands of this regime, weapons of mass deception. Nevertheless, he ignored the fact that in the information age, this weapon is becoming more useless day by day. Instead of lying, accusing others, and attempting to deceive public opinion, he must have explained to this assembly why his regime has invaded, without exception, all of its neighbors and even countries beyond the region, and waged over 15 wars during its very short lifetime. Why does it continue disrespecting tens of resolutions of this assembly, defying almost 100 resolutions of the Security Council and rejecting many other resolutions of the UN system? He himself referred to some of them today and shamefully insulted those bodies for adopting such resolutions. Why does this main state sponsor of terrorism continue to commit terrorist acts, including supporting ISIS inter alia through providing them with arms and other military assistance? Ironically, he talked about Israel's exceptional capability. Sure, this regime has exceptional capability in committing all core international crimes, that is, genocide, crime against humanity, war crimes, and crime of aggression. Exceptional capability in aggression and occupation. Exceptional capability in barbarism, atrocity, and brutality. Exceptional capability in killing defenseless women and innocent children. Exceptional capability in demolishing homes and destroying schools and hospitals. An exceptional capability in supporting terrorism. He claimed that this regime has saved many lives in different parts of the world, but he failed to explain why does his regime takes the lives of the Palestinian on a daily basis. Why does it, as the last apartheid regime of the world and the warden of the biggest prison of the world, continue to arrest and jail thousands of Palestinians and impose the most inhumane blockade against millions of them in Gaza Strip? Does he think that by wearing a white glove, he can cover up his red hands? Does he think that the world has forgotten the Sabra and Shatila massacre by the Zionist regime of Israel, in which they killed almost 1,000 Palestinian and Lebanese civilians in less than 48 hours? He must have explained why his regime, in addition to having a large arsenal of these sophisticated conventional weapons, continue possessing all types of weapons of mass destruction, chemical, biological, and nuclear. Why does it continue to refuse to become a party to treaties banning weapons of mass destruction, in particular the NPT, as a result of which all its nuclear activities and installations remain unsafeguarded? And why does it reject the establishment of a nuclear weapon-free zone in the Middle East, despite repeated calls by the United Nations, international community, and consensus resolution of this assembly over the past 40 years? One of the questions that he was expected to answer today is, why does this regime, which is the only nuclear weapon possessor in the Middle East, that also hides itself behind the hypocritical doctrine of strategic ambiguity, so shamelessly continue to lecture the world about non-proliferation and the dangers of Iran's nuclear program, whose peaceful nature has continued to be certified regularly by the IAEA, even after strict implementation of the JCPOA? These are all questions that he was expected to answer. Instead, he hypocritically tried to abuse this assembly by only accusing others, as every madman thinks all other men mad. He also tried to stir anxiety about the JCPOA, as intrinsically and by its very nature, this regime is against resorting to diplomacy and favors only conflicts and wars, which is the main sustenance of its life. Thank you, Mr. President.
The meeting is adjourned.